Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us. The surprise story, The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving by Teresa Spann, is a modern retelling of a favorite children's folk tale with a moral of helping those in need and developing a non-judgmental attitude. Teresa is a true visionary who enjoys creating and developing programs as well as writing various types of stories. Born and raised in South Bend, Indiana, her first article was published in the South Bend Tribune's Voice to the People column when she was 17 years old. Received her BA in psychology from St. Ambrose University in Davenport, Iowa. Soon after, she enrolled at Western Illinois University, went on to teach children with special needs in South Suburban area of Chicago. At a community college in Palos Hills, Illinois, she taught as an adjunct instructor. The president founder of Christ Hands and Rescue Mission, CHARM, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that supports women of domestic violence, elderlies, and other services. She's committed to volunteering at shelters and extended care facilities for elderlies, and Teresa has a heart for missions and enjoys traveling outside the United States to serve others who are less fortunate. When not traveling, writing, and creating programs, she spends her time making dresses for Dress a Girl Around the World, which believes every girl should have a dress. Dresses are then taken on mission trips. A mother of two adult children and a proud grandmother of 10 grands, she currently resides in suburban Chicago. The surprise story, The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving, which will be displayed at the prestigious New York Library Association Conference and Trade Show this fall. Teresa Spann, our guest on This Week in America. Teresa, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
I love what you've done with this fairy tale, Three Little Pigs. We all know the story. You've changed it, given us some food for thought as we read it, as adults even, as well as for children. Talk about the inspiration. Why did you decide to go back and retell this with a different slant?
Well, Rick, you know, at the time I was teaching special education, and the Three Little Pigs is an all-time classic. And, you know, it's always the wolf that was always the one that was the bad wolf, you know, wanted to blow the homes down. Yes. And so forth and so on. And with this population that I taught, which was at the time it was labeled behavior disorders. And I began to think, I'm like, oh, wow, that would be really inspirational to my children if I was to, you know, kind of like help them brainstorm, because at the time the district was doing a big book. And we can create our own book, or we can do a book that we have read to our students. So I began to talk with my students at the time, and there we go. We brainstormed what they would like for dinner and so forth and so on. And that gave me the inspiration to get a little twist to the story and a favorable outcome of the book.
I love the background story, how this all came about. The book is The Surprise Story of The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving by Teresa Spann. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Covenant Books, all of those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned all the programs that you've been part of, that you've created. What is the one program you would want to be part of?
Well, actually, Rick, you know what? I have written so many, and I would love to be a part of all of them. And I guess I am, because I, you know, have written the programs. Yes. But most of them are like, I did a program for children, you know, for a child care, and also the seniors for an activities, you know, to do things with the seniors. And of course, most of the programs that I've written are all like social services to help people. Some of them are like I did a ex-offender program where I took my college curriculum, and I kind of like pulled from it, because at the time I was adjunct instructor at one of the junior colleges, and it was like life changes, challenges, and choices. And I thought, wow, you know, so many people are coming out of, you know, from being incarcerated. They can really use some of this. And I thought, you know, even if I facilitate it and stuff like that, and to use my background in psychology to kind of like help them to process a few things will be helpful. But like I said, all of the programs I would, you know, are dear to my heart, and I would like to play a part in all of them.
Well, I understand that. I mean, you are helping people, and your entire life has been developed and devoted to helping people. Let's talk about that. It's fascinating. The background you have as a teacher, how did that professional background inspire you to write, for example, this book? How did that, and you touched on that in working with the kids, but that your background really sort of leads you to your writing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, I do have many different experiences, and working with special needs, I really wanted to build a self-esteem in children. And these children, you know, special need children, they have feelings, they have emotions, just like, you know, quote, our normal children, you know?
Yes.
And a lot of times people want to shy away from special need, you know, because it's a challenge, you know? And I wanted to, you know, my thing is building self-esteem and giving children something positive that they can, you know, take with them. And I tried to look at every situation, you know, from a positive standpoint, just like the domestic violence and the ex-offenders and children who are less fortunate, and then the disabled. You know, I don't know. I think it's just something that is a God-given gift that God just put in me, because I always seem to gravitate to the less fortunate, you know?
Yes.
And try to share my experiences as well as to encourage them.
And you have a talent for reaching out, and relatability is so important. And you're able to connect emotionally, intellectually with the people that you were talking about, the children and the adults, to get through to them. And you do that so well in this book, The Surprise Story, The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving. Talk about the themes, the moral that you want to present in this story. And you do it in such an entertaining way. You're teaching a child, but you're really not teaching them per se. You're teaching them through entertainment. Talk about what you hope the child takes away from your story.
You know, that basically that they can do anything, and don't let people try to put a label on them or try to hinder them by their disability, but to dream outside the box, just to whatever they mind, you know, as long as it's positive, to go for it, you know, and just be creative, you know, because we all are different. We, you know, and don't judge. That's the main thing. Don't judge others, you know, because they may have a disability, or they may, you know, learn a little bit different than, you know,
yes,
your standard child or regular child, you know, but to just be a little bit patient. And I want them to take away from it is that they can be whatever they want to be.
The book is The Surprise Story of The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving. Teresa Spann, that's S-P-A-N, if you're Googling, is the author and our guest on the program. The book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Covenant Books, all the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've been able to relate so well through children and the special classes that you had. How do we encourage children to read? Not just those in that particular category, but all children to read. It's so nice now when you see a child reading a book rather than looking at a screen of some type. How do we get them to read? How do we encourage that?
You know, if not already, if some of the parents or educators or whoever is listening, Rick, start reading to them at a very early age. And not only that, But then have them to tell you a story. You know, little children, they like to role play. They like to, you know, make believe. So like if mom or dad is in the kitchen, you know, fixing dinner or whatever, then say, hey, come tell me a story or go get the book. And maybe they can't even read yet, but you know, if they have books, you know, go get that book and I need you to read it. And of course, a two-year-old, you know, most two-year-olds is not going to know, but they'll start making up their own little, you know, looking at the pictures.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's one way to do it, but you got to make it fun and engaging, you know. At bedtime, I know I have a great niece and her parents are very good at reading to her. So if I'm over there in the evening, it's almost bedtime, she'll go get her book, one of her books. And it's like a delay, you know, she tried to delay, okay, read this dad or read this mom.
Yep.
And they
yes.
go reading it, you know, and then they started engaging her in conversation. And I think that's what she gets. She's a four-year-old. So they'll start saying, okay, so what do you think about the story? You know, ask children, just don't read. If you're going to read to them, just don't read. After you read, then go ahead and ask them questions, you know. And if it's a story that has other stories or similar stories, then do some comparison, you know, some similarities. So therefore, it gets the children and that's familiar with other stories. And also, it provides you their comprehension level. Are they really listening? Do they really understand?
You know, that's interesting as you're talking. It's more than reading. It's reading, and you use the word engage. And I think that really is relevant here. Engage the child in conversation. This is a perfect book. A child can take off and read, and their mind will take it wherever. But if you're actually reading the book, or the child is reading the book to you, this is great for discussion, isn't it? You can bring up all types of the morals and the themes that we were talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is this a book that teachers should have in the classroom? As I'm going through this, it's like, boy, this would be valuable for a teacher. Here is something that's entertaining. There's a lesson in there. And again, engaging the class, getting different input from all the students who are there. I would think this would be a valuable asset to addition to any classroom.
Absolutely. I would encourage educators to include it in their classroom library. They can do a thematic unit where they can read pig stories. And then in the book, there's a comprehension guide that they can, that makes it easy for them when they're doing their lesson plan, where they can engage the children and ask the different questions. You know, where did this story take place? What did you like about the story? What would you change about the story? And so forth. So I think it is be a assets to their classroom library.
And I wanted to mention that too, the Children's Comprehensive Guide that's inside. Talk about that, because that's sort of like a bonus for everybody, isn't it? It gets them, everybody can participate in the story because of that. Talk about that and developing that, because it's a valuable part of the story.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, okay, when I went to get the book published and they said, you sure you want to put that? Because I know it's an added bonus. And I'm like, absolutely, because young educators that's coming out of college and everything, it just really helps them, not just help them, but even parents who, you know, don't have a strong background in reading to their children. It would help them to engage again the child after they read the story. You start asking them those questions in the comprehension guide. And all that does is sharpen their comprehension, and it helps parents. So the next book, maybe my book or someone else's book, listen, it helps them to know how to engage their children by asking questions and having them to even write their own little story.
We talked about with the book, it's at the end of the day, it's great at home, it's nice in the classroom. How can we do this so a child is reading on a more consistent basis? How do we get educators and parents to follow through and have reading something that's more consistent rather than just an end of the day activity?
You know, with the pandemic and all, and many parents working virtue or, you know, at home and stuff, while they're at work, they can also assign, you know, different little things that they would like for their child to do, you know, for a little quiet time. You know, I need you to write what you did yesterday, something that the child is familiar with. And then once it's done, you know, when mom or dad get a break, then you say, okay, so when we take our break, I need you to read it to me, you know?
Yes.
So you just, parents and educators just need to come and be creative, you know?
The book is The Surprise Story of the Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving by Teresa Spann, S-P-A-N, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Covenant Books. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk a little bit about the power of reading. You've seen this in the classroom as you've read this book, as you develop this with the students. And I'm sure you stand at the head of the class and you see their eyes light up as they're caught up in reading and this story and this land, and they're getting engaged in the conversation. What's that like when you see these children? Some may be labeled that these are hard to get through, and suddenly with reading, you've connected with them.
You know, unfortunately, you know, I am a retired educator, okay? So when the book, when I published a book, of course, I had retired. These students that I dedicated this book to, they're now like young adults.
Yes.
Okay? However, my daughter-in-law took the book because at the time she was teaching the kindergartners, and she read it to her class and did a little video take on it. And according to the video take that she did, she said, oh, wow, mom, they really loved it. And they had a lot of course, they had a lot of different little questions, she said, for her, but they really loved the book.
That's a great story. And a retired educator, I don't think you ever retire educating, do you? I mean, this book is part of education, all of the outreach activity. It's part of who you are, isn't it?
It is. It is. No, I would never, you know, retire from educating, you know. In fact, I have twin great niece and nephews that I get called upon. Mom and dad, they work virtual, and when they're in their meetings or they're giving presentations, they will call, auntie, hey, we need you. And I find myself, you know, doing things with them. and they're only, they'll be a year actually Saturday. They'll be turning a year old.
That is fantastic.
A 4-year-old who, sister, who also, you know, she gets the book, and she gets, they, of course, they have my book, and she's like, Aunt Teresa, I want you to read this again. And I'm like, oh my God.
You sort of got like a built-in focus groups for this book and for others. Are you working on other books? You've done such an excellent job of taking this story and putting a different spin on it and making it relatable to a whole different generation. What are you working on now?
Actually, I'm doing a series of this book. And is my theme is all seasonal. So this is Thanksgiving. And of course, they're going to learn the meaning of Christmas. So that's what I have in store next. I've started several months ago, even years ago, on more adult writing that will be coming out real soon.
That's great, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about all those projects as well. A couple of minutes left in the program. I mentioned all of the various charitable organizations, one that you've started that's touching so many people. Dress a Girl Around the World. I want to talk about that for a second, because it's something as simple that we take for granted as a dress can make a world of difference in the self-esteem of some young lady in the world, can it?
Absolutely. I was introduced to that organization through a friend of mine. And what we do, Rick, we get together and we sew, those who, none sewers and sewers, and I, of course, I love to sew. And like right before the pandemic, we were meeting like on Saturdays, and we would, you know, put together like make dresses and things like that for mission trips. The young lady who put together the program or worked with the program takes, their church takes the dresses to various places, and they pass out the dresses to the little girls in the villages and so forth, you know, that don't have any dresses. And their mission is, they, the belief is every little girl should have a dress. And it's something that I enjoy doing in my spare time is, you know, meeting with the ladies. Yes. And sewing, you know.
That has to be quite rewarding, as are all the other activities. You're working at shelters for extended care facilities for seniors, for example. And I'm going to take a minute here at the end of the program. Are we doing enough as our, we age? So many falling into that category, seniors, a lot of them unable to work late in life as they had planned on because of the pandemic and various other reasons. How are we doing in taking care of seniors and giving them the support they need at this stage of life?
You know, we can never give too much help and support to our seniors. Being a senior myself, things are just so hard. I look at other seniors, and when I go to the various stores and they have to be out there, you know, to greet you and, or to, you know, cashiers. And that's a wonderful thing because they're able-bodied, they can work. But however, those that are less fortunate, again, that's my concern, that's my passion. How can we help them? We need to, you know, have affordable housing for them. And even when it comes down to insurance and things like that, I know we have the Medicare and Medicaid and, you know, things like that. But we also need more activities, you know. Some of them can't afford to pay a small fee to go to an activity center, you know, just to be able to socialize, because as they say, you know, we are living a lot longer, you know. We need more of that, you know. And in fact, that was one of the programs that I put together, was like a elderly, you know, center where they can meet, you know, and just come out and hang out, you know, just like your younger people, you know, they all have some place to go, some place to hang out at. So, yeah.
You are doing so much, and it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. Teresa Spann, the book is The Surprise Story, The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving, the first of some other children's books that she'll be doing, and hopefully we can talk about adult books that she's working on as well. I take a second here at the end of the program. You write the book. It's all ready to go. You then have to deal with it, getting it published, getting it promoted, that type of thing. You've been working with Reader's Magnet and doing sort of the business part of publication. How is it working with Reader's Magnet?
Listen, the team that I work with is outstanding. You know, they make sure that I stay in the loop of things. We've been trying to get things done before the pandemic and keeping me abreast on what's going on and their focus and their direction and for the book and even their other customers has just been superb. I would recommend them.
Well, in this book, by the way, I mentioned this at the beginning, The Surprise Story, The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving by Teresa Spann, has been chosen and displayed at the New York Library Association Conference and Trade Show this fall. A good chance to get out there in front of educators, librarians, to get this book into classrooms where it can be read and engaged. I love that. It's a two-part process to get the most out of The Surprise Story, The Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving. Teresa, it's been a real pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's my pleasure.
It's been great having Teresa Spann with us. The book, The Surprise Story of the Three Little Pigs at Thanksgiving. Information on the book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.